Take a breath, everybody. Let's pray. Let's go on in, okay? Let's give thanks now that we're here. And there's no other place to be. Where else would we be at this moment? This moment where there is no actual time. So I invite you to just breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe up. Breathe all the way through. And then do it again. Breathe gently in through your nose. Let the air go all the way through, head to toe and toe to head. And then exhale gently through your mouth. Then breathe in again. And this time, breathe up, up to the highest part of your being. In unity, we call that our Christ mind. So here in unity, the Christ in me is awake now. One of my favorite ones to start a meditation. The Christ in me is awake now. Life in me is awake now. Love in me is awake now. With Christ awake in me now, the memory of God is awake in me now. So I say the Christ in me is awake now. And anyone who wants to, would you say that with me right now? The Christ in me is awake now. And so let the full awareness at the highest part of your being, the memory of God, which means the memory of health, it means the memory of well-being, it's the memory of prosperity, it means the memory of good, is awake in us now. The memory of God is awake in me now. So I would invite us all to take that thought. The memory of God is awake in me now. And let's take that into the silence. Let's take that into the full awareness of the silent part of us. The memory of God is awake in me now. Let's go on in. The memory of God is awake in me now. The memory of life is awake in me now. The memory of truth, of wisdom, is awake in me now. And I allow it to be awakened in every cell, every tissue, every fiber of my being. I let the intelligence of my being be fully awakened by this memory. The memory of God is awakened in me now. With that, let's start our journey back here. With that understanding, with that awareness, let's start our journey back here. Back here to this sanctuary, this place called unity. And as we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you. Leo? Would you sing for us, please?
Don't be afraid of the dark. Nothing is gonna hurt you. The shadows you see will turn out to be just shadows. believe me. Don't you be scared of the night. Everything's gonna be alright. The sun's gonna rise and you'll be surprised how beautiful things are in a different light. A different light can change the way you look at things. A different light can alter what you see. Fear turns to relief. Joy replaces grief. Doubt becomes belief in a different light. When you're alone in your bed, frightening thoughts can dance in your head. Something you fear or something you hear in the darkness can scare you. Things that go bump in the night sometimes can give you a terrible fright. But it's all in your mind, and you're going to find the world is looking bright in a different light. A different light can change the way you look at things. A different light can alter what you see. Monster's just a chair, no goblin on the stair. You'll see there's nothing there in a different light. So close your eyes and dream sweet dreams and feel the love that's all around you. Nothing scary. I promise you, you're gonna be alright. You're gonna see the world in a different
beautiful. Thank you. I hope I can be heard. I'm just going to assume that I am being heard and that if anybody wants to text me, because it feels...
Sean, you are being heard.
Okay, good. It felt like I was talking to a void for a moment.
No, we got you.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean. Here you go.
Okay, good. So, a different light. I called today's talk A Different Light, and I got based on David's song, and he wrote that song. I've gone blank on what he wrote that song. The next song, what you hear Leo sing at the end of the talk, is from Lizzie McGuire movie. Different Light is from, I don't know anymore. Different Light might be the Lizzie McGuire and the other one's Trick. It so doesn't matter. Different light, Sean. It's been a wonky day. It seems like every button I've touched, things have not worked correctly. It's one of those electronics days. My garage door opener, my toothbrush, different things. Even with the microphone here in Norwalk. And I've had to look at all of them in a different light. My phone was wonky, brand new phone. And so I have to look at it and say, okay, it's not personal. Have you ever taken it personally? Felt like, oh my goodness, this is so personal. That why does everything happen to me? I dropped this and I did that and I did that. And it's not personal. And that's where I'm required to look in a different light. Now, David just wrote to me that A Different Light is from a children's video. that he had put together years ago, a children's TV show. And so A Different Light. Everything is different in A Different Light. Like what Leo did with that, with his song in the video. And they made it black and white. But in A Different Light, we can see life in color. And beautiful colors. Thank you, Leo, for those color choices. And I was thinking about this talk, and I thought, okay, we've all heard the light switch story so much. If you want light, you have to flick the switch. Makes sense to me, doesn't it? Make sense to you, I assume. You must flick the switch. And there is an assumption that if I flick the switch, if I go to the wall and I shoo the switch, there's going to be light in the room. Now, if there isn't light in the room after I have flicked the switch, what's wrong? Does that mean there's no such thing as light? No, it means there is a disconnect between the light switch and the source. I'm quite certain there's nothing wrong with the source. I can place my faith in knowing there is nothing missing from the source, but something has disconnected between the source and my light switch. And so I just need to make that connection once again to the source. And so if I want light, which is, well, I'll tell you metaphysically, light says that light is a symbol of intelligence. And we cannot affirm too often, I am intelligence. I am the light of my world. So light is a symbol of intelligence. Light is a symbol of intelligence. So to my light letting me see, lets me see with my function of intelligence rather than self-will run riot. With true light on, it will not let me see with illusion. If I'm working with true light, if I flip that switch and I know my source is active and connected, then I see what is. And the problem sometimes is I see what is, but I don't know what it is. When I see it, it's, I don't know what this is. So I make something up. And that's where confusion goes rampant. Confusion runs rampant. Because I'm not seeing with true perception. The light is on. Whatever is being shown to me. But I'm not seeing with correct perception because I don't understand what I see in truth. So I make something up to fit an illusion. I heard somebody say in a healing group recently, I have a brain that tells me lies. And I thought, oh, I do too. I have a brain that tells me lies some days. And so I will make something up if, you know, there's something going on in the street and I don't know what it is. I will make something up to pacify, even if it's negative, to pacify my unsureness. Because I want to try to make everything that I, so I can be sure this is happening or this is happening. And so I'll make it up. I'll use old information from my mother. I'll always use the past. The past is filled with information that is inaccurate and not with incorrect perception. And so I always like the Course in Miracles says, I see only the past. And I see the past because I can rely on the words of the past, even if they're not true, even if they're not accurate. I can rely on the words from the past because it gives me some kind of information. It's on the days that I'm really brave that I flip the switch and light abounds. And I know that whatever I'm seeing is somehow good, is somehow true, is somehow right. And if it isn't in favor of everyone right now, it's on its way to being in favor of everyone right now. Because let's face it, we've seen so much in the past several years that it's like, oh my gosh, am I in the dark and I'm having a nightmare? Am I in the light and I just don't understand what's going on? Or do I not want to see what's going on because I'm afraid of truth? And that's the crazy part of us. Sometimes we are afraid of the truth. I'm going to read here from John, the book of John, and it's chapter 10. And it says here, I am the way, and the thoughts that came before were not. So clearly, I am is the presence. And the presence isn't in the past any longer. The presence served what it did back in that presence, and now the presence is here now. And Spirit tells us, you spent many years listening to the thoughts that came before me, and they have given you nothing. I am the way because I am the light. And the light is the way of life. Open to me. Listen to me. Tune out all other voices by letting go of all other thoughts. The time has come to listen only unto the light. How is it that I am known? I am the light, and so I carry with me all the characteristics of the light. And only the characteristics of the light. You will not find fear in me. You will find only love. You will not find attack and war. You will find only peace. You will not find guilt or accusation. You will find only sweet forgiveness that sees that which is meaningless as meaningless. And that's an important thing we need to notice. You will not find guilt or accusation. You will find only sweet forgiveness that sees that which is meaningless as meaningless and asks it to take on no meaning. That's what I was talking about before. I'm trying to give meaning where there isn't any because I don't understand what I'm seeing in light a lot of times. Remember, truth doesn't have words. And because words, you almost, not 99% of the time, they limit something, they box it in. And so the truth can't tell me what is false, but my mind can and my past can. And so I like that. Only sweet forgiveness that sees that which is meaningless as meaningless and asks it to take on no meaning. You can trust my voice, meaning the voice of Spirit, because you recognize it as yours and you know it is your voice. I am the light of which you are. We are one and the same, and you are me. And so you know me, and you recognize your desire to remember me as all that you are. Trust in this voice you know is you, and that you recognize as the light, as your light. There's no reason not to trust the light, for in the light you can see, and you will know freedom. Step into the light fully without fear of death, and see how clearly your path is lit. Listen to that. Step into the light fully without fear of death. And see how clearly your path is lit. See how well you know your way. See how happy you are to know that which the light has shown you. Have faith in the voice that comes from within, the one that seems to come from far away and does not seem to always be there. For this voice is with you always and only seems distant when you fear your death. And let's explain that. Let's talk about that. What do you mean I fear my death? What it means is I fear I am no thing. I fear I am absolutely nothing. You see, if I look into this light and I have nothing to think about it and nothing to say about it and I have no opinion about it, then what am I? I am no thing. I am nothing. And I fear that because it is, in my mind, the same as death. And it takes, and so I use those thoughts to take me out of the present. When what we need to do, when we look into the light, we look at the light, we look at all of it, we take it in, and we see, oh, I don't have words for that, and I'm safe. I have no meaning to give this, and I'm safe. I'm alive, I'm alert, I'm awake, I'm joyous, enthusiastic about life, and I'm safe. I'm not dying. I am living. I am vitally alive. I just don't have words to give this, and that's okay. And that's how we need to start looking at a lot of things. You know, when you see attack and you see things and you say, I don't know what to say about this, but I'm willing. Let there be light. Let there be light. And what Spirit talks about here is that voice that is us. You know, it's me and it's it. And it's, and so if I look like at the Capitol, right, if I look at that, I don't know what this means. Let there be light. Now, here's the thing. I still may not hear anything, but if I have called forth light for myself, that means I am being shown. And I don't have to try to make up anything. I don't have to try to give it any words. And I am safe to not have a definition for it. This is how we experience peace on earth. This is how we can forgive ourselves, how we can forgive each other. And it's not, and the forgiveness is not that it doesn't matter. It's that the forgiveness is the release of judgment, is the realization, oh, I don't know what this means. I call upon correct perception to show me the value in this. And so to look that way, and we'll hear things differently. We'll see things in a different light, as it were, than what we did before. So we're going to keep moving here. Have faith in the voice that comes from within, the one that seems to come from far away and does not seem to always be there. For this voice is with you always and only seems distant when you fear your death. It is your fear that blocks your awareness of the light, and yet it is the light that blocks out death. For death cannot be within the light because the light cannot die. The resurrection is within you because the light is within you and the light is the resurrection. To know the light and to put the resurrection, which is, you must put aside the voices of death. Put aside your grave clothes and look at them no longer. You live. Listen to the voice of life. The light must not hide, and the light cannot hide when you have come to see that the light is in all things. You will also see that the light has not been hidden. You just did not see it there, but it has never been hidden. So why is it that you cannot see the light if the light is everywhere? Even now, shining brightly for you to see, it is because you have focused your eyes on something else, a fog and a shadow. It is the fog and the shadow that you insist must hold all truth. And so it is the fog and the shadow that you focus on and try to protect. So pay attention to that. Oh, the light is here. The light shows me what is. And within that light, I am free to know that I am loved. Within that light, I am free to know, just know it. I can't describe it, but I can know it. I am loved. All beings are loved. And all beings are being awakened right here and right now to come to terms with the fact that they are alive and they are loved with an eternal love. Now, I don't know that I can get all beings to wake up to that. Question is, can I get myself to wake up to it today? I am in light. I am in love. Therefore, I am loved, even though I don't feel safe. The feeling of the absence of safety is not the absence of love. Let's decide here today, there is no absence of love. Not here, not today, not ever. The only place an absence of love could exist truly in my mind is in the past. I could tell myself that in the past I wasn't loved. Wouldn't be true. It just means I didn't know I was loved. You know, you go through your whole life and admit, I didn't know I was loved in that moment, in that moment, and that it didn't feel like I was loved. It didn't feel very nice. And so I took on the thought, I am not loved. I took that thought on and I convinced myself. And I brought that thought into the presence and put a shadow or a fog into the light so that I could continue to tell myself I'm not loved. And that's not good enough anymore. That in the present, in the very presence of God, it's not good enough to tell ourselves we're not loved. We are loved. We are loved with an everlasting love. We live in the whole very atmosphere of love. Whether we're in a body or out of a body, I am loved. So you see, to see things in a different light, now we turn on the light of love. And I see, and I open my eyes, and I see with love, and I see as love. I open my eyes to see, my spiritual eyes, my life-giving eyes. I open my eyes, and I say, holy smokes. So this is what love looks like. I've been telling myself it wasn't. I was wrong. Thank goodness I was wrong. There has never been an absence of love. And I never have to think that there is an absence of love again. It doesn't mean I won't. But now, from now on, today, as we talk together here, I'm doing all the talking, I know. But nevertheless, I can know, and you can know, there is no absence of love. What I told myself back then, I was wrong. I was living in misperception, and I don't want to do that anymore. So now when I look from now, right here, right now, I'm sitting here in my office, I can tell myself I am loved. And what's more, I am love itself. I am made up of all the molecules of love. My body, my mind were made up in the image and likeness of love. And so I don't have to tell myself anymore that I'm not loved. In fact, I would be foolish to, and even better, I would be wrong. Every time we tell ourselves we are not loved, we're wrong. What a great thing to celebrate. From now on, it's no longer death to be wrong. It's no longer death to not have all the words. It's no longer death to just be silent for a moment. It is not the death of me. It is the life of me that allows me to live more richly and more fully. Because now I can know, oh, if I'm thinking I'm not loved, I'm just wrong. Oh, what a relief. I grew up thinking it was wrong to be loved, but you see, that was then. That's not now. Then was wrong. Now it's not even about being right. It's that I'm loved now. So I open my eyes to look around and see love. I 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 open my mind. I open my eyes, my spiritual vision. I'm going to read just a little bit more here, and it comes from 1 Peter chapter 1. And it said, the word of God is you, and you are the extension of God's word, so that all that you are, God is. And all that God is, so are you. And this is the correction of perception. This is the expression of all that is true. By trusting the light, which cannot be defined, as you and the expansion of you, you reach into eternity with an arm that is already there. Everybody, let's become so glad that we have been wrong. If ever there's been a moment where we thought we weren't loved. And let's give thanks now that if ever again we should have the thought I'm not loved or that another being is not loved, we will be wrong. And then let's get right immediately into correct perception. The correct perception is I am loved with an everlasting love. And that's just the way it is. Get used to it. Thank you. Leo, it's yours.
You've been
been searching the world just to find true love. Looking in all the wrong places, when all of the time you've been blind to love. It's plain as the nose on your faces. It's here, it's now. Open your eyes and see it. Right here, right now. Open your eyes to love. You've been down on yourself, thinking something's wrong, wondering why love has never found you. Don't you know it's been right here all along? If only you'd look around you. It's here, it's now. Open your eyes and see it. Right here, right now. Open your eyes to love. Love has been right by your side, so close that you couldn't see. If love could speak, it would shout to the sky, I've always been here, I always will be. I'm here, I'm now. Open your eyes.